I'd like to give honor to our pastor, amen, and First Lady and the First Family, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. Let's give honor to whom honor is due, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. And I'd like to thank my fellow MITs as well, honor them, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, fellow MIT, my fellow ministers in training, amen, you guys are awesome, hallelujah, you guys are very encouraging, amen, hallelujah, as well. And also, I'd like to thank each and every one of you again for being here, amen. I'd like to welcome our members, I'd like to welcome our visitors, amen, and those of us that are watching, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. But last and certainly not least, amen, I would like to acknowledge my beautiful wife, amen, hallelujah, Cecile, amen, I love you, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, glory to God, and for all the honor and glory to God, we've been married, we've been married a long time, amen, and I say it in a good way, amen, it is awesome, amen, so marriage is great, marriage is awesome, amen, but that's not what I'm going to be talking about this morning, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. So if you would please bring out your Bibles, amen, take your Bibles out, amen, iPhones, iPads, amen, and let's get in this word on today, amen. So what we're going to be talking about today is called the conversion experience, amen. I'm going to touch on what I've talked about before, but we're going to go a little deeper this morning, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. So as you get your Bibles this morning, amen, let's go ahead and go to Acts chapter 3, verse 19, amen, Acts chapter 3, verse 19, hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and start my time, fellas. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to Acts 3:19. Amen. And when you have it, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to be an awesome, awesome word on today. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and go through the Amplified. Amen. In the book of Acts. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 19. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We can read it like this. That's fine. The Bible says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of us have heard this word before? Repent. Amen. Repent. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Repent is essential to the conversion experience. Amen. Repentance is essential to the conversion experience. Amen. So if you do not repent and you never get converted, you're never born again. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and see what the word means, repent. Amen. Because we've heard it. A lot of us know what it means. Amen. But let's look at it in a definition. Amen. What the word repent actually means. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What repentance means. Amen. Is to feel sorrowful, to feel guilt. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In the Greek, it talks about compunction. Amen. To feel compunction. Hallelujah. It says to think differently or afterwards, that is, reconsider, moral, to feel compunction. Amen. Hallelujah. To feel, in other words, to feel bad, right? To actually feel guilty. Amen. This is what repentance is, amen? To actually feel guilty. And feel guilty for what, right? Feel guilty for what? Well, real simply, sinning against the Lord, amen? Sinning against God, right? And I know we live in a culture where people try to say, oh, well, do not judge me, because didn't Jesus say, judge not and you shall not be judged? Well, that's, Jesus was not talking about do not warn people of their sin, right? Because what does the Bible say? That if we do not warn a man, right, of their sinful ways, and I'm paraphrasing here, right? And if they die in their sins, what happens? Their blood is on our hands, right? So surely Christ was not talking about do not tell people how they are wrong, right? Right? Amen. So when someone, next time somebody tries to quote that to you, hey, you can't tell me that I'm in sin. You can't call me an adulterer. Who are you to judge? Well, actually, the Bible, according to the word of God, it says you are an adulterer, right? Amen. According to scripture, right? Amen. And so you do need to repent, right? So I know we do live in a culture where a lot of people go to different places that it's like, hey, it's okay, it's fine. Hey, God loves you anyway, right? But never brings them to that point of repentance. Never actually lets them know, hey, man, you might want to stop stepping out on your wife because that's adultery. Hey, man, you might want to stop going to the strip club. Hey, man, you might want to stop not doing what God said not do. Amen. Hey, man, go on ahead and repent. Give your heart to Christ. Amen. Because again, repentance is essential. It is key to the conversion experience, right?
Amen.
Amen. So we go back. It says, again, repent ye therefore and be converted. Again, I can't stress this enough. There is no conversion without repentance, right? And first off, in order for people to have the opportunity to repent, someone got to tell them. Someone got to share with them. Why are you wrong in the sight of God? Well, let me share with you. Amen. Which brings me, hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to go back a chapter. Amen. In Acts chapter 2. Amen. Acts chapter 2, we're going to go to 37. 2:37. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to read 2:37, and then I'm going to summarize what it was that they heard. Right? Amen. Because again, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So it was necessary for these people, these men, to hear what was said. Amen. By Peter. And the day of Pentecost had fully come. So the man was under the anointing when he was speaking. Amen. Hallelujah. So in Acts 2:37, it reads like this. It says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men, brethren, what shall we do? Amen. So obviously they felt bad. Amen. They felt convicted. Amen. But how did they come to that point of feeling conviction? How did they come to the point to actually feeling pricked? Oh, man, you know what? I think I did do something wrong. Oh, my gosh. I feel bad. Oh, my goodness. What do I need to do? Well, I'm guilty. What do I need to do?
Yeah.
Amen. Right? And in verse 38, Peter goes on to tell them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But what was it that they heard? The message, right? The sermon that was preached to them that brought them to that point, right? That said, you know what? Ah, man, I feel bad now. I feel guilty. What can I do to alleviate myself of this guilt, right?
Yeah.
So let's go back real quick. Starting in verse 22, chapter 2 of Acts, verse 22 says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, and ye yourselves also know. Him, 23 says, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Mm. So this is exactly what the man of God was telling them, what they did. Who did you crucify and slain? Amen. We're going to read this again. 24 says, whom God hath raised up, having loosened from the pains of death. And again, before he started, he said, Jesus of Nazareth. So that's who he was talking about. Amen. Says, whom God hath raised up, having loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. Amen. So on your free time from 22 all the way to 38. Amen. Peter pretty much was letting them know, hey, man, y'all crucified the Holy One. Y'all preferred a murderer over the Holy One of Israel. Y'all put this man on the cross, whom God approved. Amen. The Son of God. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Right? So that's why they were pierced. Because if you keep reading, you will notice that the man of God brought up when David spoke prophetically of this. And David was under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When he was speaking about Christ, about the crucifixion and resurrection. Right? Amen. So these men, amen, obviously were Jews, amen. Some of these men were Jews that heard this, amen. And as we all know, Jews are well-versed in the Torah and the Old Testament, right? So they knew about this prophecy, right? Whom David was speaking of, who was speaking of was the Messiah, the Christ, amen. Hallelujah. So when they realized, wait a minute, we crucified the Messiah. Oh, my gosh. And that's when the question came. Right? That's when they asked Peter, men and brethren, what shall we do? And what did Peter tell them? Repent. Repent. Amen. Repent. Right? Again, repentance is essential to be converted. Amen. Repentance is essential in order for you to pass from death unto life. You gotta understand that it doesn't matter how big or small your sin is, it's still sin in the sight of God, and it still separates you from God.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how small in your eyes it might be, amen, because simply put, what sin is a simple transgression of God's law. Just go to the Ten Commandments. Just think about it for a moment. What commandment have you violated? Right? Amen. Because the Bible says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. Aren't the commandments of God perfect? Aren't they exact? Aren't they precise? But we miss the mark because of our sin, right? Amen. So this is why repentance is essential. We have to realize that we sin against God and we got to get back. Return. Repentance is returning, right? Right? Because think about it. The Bible says that in Adam we all died. Right? But before Adam sinned against the Lord, amen, he was in relationship with God. Right? Right? But we were all in Adam, right? All of us were in him. Amen? Because the Bible says, for in Adam we all died. Right? So we were separated from God, amen, when Adam sinned, right? Amen? And I understand that as babies, right, they're alive spiritually, amen. Scripture does bear this out, that children for a time are alive spiritually, but the Bible says that, but the law revived and I died, amen? So at that point, we have to make a decision. Once we realize right from wrong, amen? Once we understand that, we need to make a decision, and that decision is repentance. Repentance, amen? You got to convert. You got to repent in order for a conversion to take place. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also, again, I want to stress this out, that without conversion, you cannot be born again. You cannot be born again. Amen? If you don't repent, there is no conversion, and therefore there is no new birth. Right? Amen? But I'm here to tell you today, you can repent today. Amen?
Amen.
You can repent today. Amen. You can give your life to Christ today. Amen. Your sins can be remitted today. Amen. And you can be converted. Your sins can be blotted out. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've done. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 6:17 real quick. Amen. And I want to show you something. I saw something interesting. I've read this scripture. I've read this scripture before. And I've seen it. But when I saw this, like, wow, that's amazing, amen? And if we can put it in the Amplified, that would be great, amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you have it, say amen. 2 Corinthians 6:17, amen? Remember, there is a difference. There is a difference. When someone passes from death unto life, when someone gets born again, there is a difference, right? There is a difference, amen? So let's go to 2 Corinthians 6:17 real quick. 6:17, amen? And it reads, wherefore come out, I'm reading in the King James, amen? Read in the King James first, then we'll see it in this version. It says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Amen? The Amplified Version says, so come out from among unbelievers, and sever yourselves from them, says the Lord, and touch not any unclean thing, and I will receive you kindly and treat you with favor. Amen. I want to hit on one of those words real quick. When it talks about and touch not, right? And touch not, amen. In the Greek, it means it's haptomai. Haptomai, it's in the Greek, amen. The word attach. And what this word attach, what it says is properly attach oneself to, that is to touch. Amen. So when we're talking about repentance, right? We're talking about turning our back away from sin. We're not talking about attaching ourselves to sin, right? So when we give our back to sin, right, we are making the decision. When we repent, we're making the conscious decision, right? So you know what? I'm going to let go of all of this. I will no longer identify. I will no longer attach myself to my old way of thinking, to what I was before, the kind of life that I used to live. And I'm going to do this. I'm not going to attach myself to this. And what does God promise? He says, come out from among the unbelievers. So that's how you come out. You repent. You were an unbeliever at one point. But when you repent and give your life to Christ, right? Yeah. Here you go. You're with the believers now, right? Amen. And you did not attach yourself to the unclean things, to nasty ways of thinking, to ugly ways of living, things that went against God, right? And you said, nope, I'm letting that go and I'm coming to you, Lord. And what does God say? He said, then I will receive you kindly and treat you with favor. Amen. Because what does the Bible say? For by grace you are saved through faith, right? Favor, isn't that the grace of God? Amen. So God, when you hear the message, when you hear the gospel about Jesus dying on the cross, what he did for you, dying and raising again, amen, from the dead in his physical body, that's the grace of God reaching out to you, the love of God, the favor of God, right? So when you make the decision, say, you know what? I'm not going to live like this no more. Jesus, I'm going to give you a try. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I repent, right? Then you become converted. Amen. Then you become a child of God. Again, you cannot be born again unless you repent. Unless you repent. And this is not about, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do better. I'm gonna try to live better. I'm going to try not to cuss. I'm going to try to read the Bible. I'm going to try. No. You got to repent, though. You got to repent. You got to give your life to Christ. Amen. And what are one of the benefits of doing that? Not only do you become a child of God, but again, the Bible does talk about your sins being blotted out. For example, if you have a debt, how many of us want debt canceled? Right. Let's say you had thousands of dollars in debt, whatever that debt is. Excuse me. Whatever that debt is, you had thousands of dollars in debt. Would you not like somebody to come and cancel that debt off for you? Say, hey, don't worry about it. I'll pay for it in your place. Well, that's what Jesus did when he died on the cross, right? He paid for our sins. Amen. He paid for our transgressions. What does the Bible say in Isaiah 53, right? That he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Amen. So what does peace mean? Means nothing missing, nothing lacking. So he already suffered the punishment so we could receive that benefit of peace. Right? Amen. Yeah. Amen. So Jesus already did it. He already went to the cross. Amen. But the question is, what are we going to do with it? Those of us that have not made that decision to give our lives to Christ, to serve him. Amen. Really give ourselves over unto him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Amen. Is this good, church?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm getting fed too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So again, we go back to verse 37 of Acts, chapter 2 in Acts. They were pricked in their hearts again. They heard the gospel message. Amen. They heard what they did, who they did it to, and this brought them to repentance, right? I want to take it to a quick scripture, amen, because I did touch on the word pricked, but let's see why they were pricked. Not only because of what they heard. It wasn't just empty words they were hearing. It was the word of God coming, right? And what is the what is the word of God according to scripture? Anybody know? Amen. Let's go to that scripture. Hallelujah. And that scripture, we're gonna bring it up, man of God. Amen. That scripture, it is in. Glory to God. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Sharper than any two-edged sword, amen? So this is why, in fact, they were pricked in their hearts, amen? Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, amen? Hallelujah. I think it's in Hebrews 4:12, I believe. Hebrews 4 and 12, let's go there. Hebrews 4 and 12, amen? Hebrews 4 and 12, amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 4 and 12. Hebrews 4 and 12. Amen. So Hebrews 4 and 12 reads like this. It says, for the word of God is living and active, full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. So we can safely say that after they heard the man of God, Peter, preach, tell them what happened, what they did, we can see right here exactly the word of God did what it says it does. Right here, amen, which is why they were pierced, which is why they felt convicted, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I just want to tell you this morning, amen, you got to feel that guilt. You got to feel that your heart's been pricked, amen, and that's the only way you will be able to repent, amen, amen, hallelujah, glory. Again, you are not born again if you have not had the conversion experience, amen. Now, again, there's always a difference. When someone genuinely gives their life to Christ, has genuinely repented, has genuinely been converted, amen, there's always a difference. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And I think we should know this all by heart now, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Amen. And it reads like this. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Again, there is always a difference when you give your life to Christ. The Bible says, for anyone that does this, right? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creature. Amen. So if your sins have been blotted out, isn't that a new beginning? Amen. Hallelujah. So if God takes your sins and throws them to the deepest part of the sea, amen, isn't that a new beginning? If God takes your sins and separates you from them as far as the east is from the west, isn't that a new beginning? Amen. How many of us can say we've had that new beginning? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. If there's anyone in here that wants a new beginning this morning, I want to encourage you. Now is the time to do it. Amen. Because tomorrow is not promised to us. Amen. Tomorrow is not guaranteed to us. Amen. Hallelujah. So why not do it now? Don't leave it for later. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's not leave it for later. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's look at the word conversion. Amen. And what does the word conversion mean? Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we go back to Acts 3:19. Amen. Going back to Acts 3:19. Amen. Is this good, church?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to go back to Acts 3:19. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 3:19. Amen. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But let's look at the word converted. Amen. And in the Greek is epistropho. Amen. Epistropho. It means to revert literally, figuratively, or morally, come again, convert, return, about again. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. So, when you're converted, you're becoming something new. Amen. Like that we just read in the scripture, in the Word of God. Amen. You're a new creature. Amen. That's what it means to be converted. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, there's always, again, a before and after, right? There's always a before and after picture. Amen. So, if somebody was on a weight loss program when they first started, right? If they were, I don't know, 300 pounds, right? They just say, and then all of a sudden they took this program, they're 180. Amen. Is that not a difference? Is that not something that we could behold, that we could see? Amen. That at one point in time they were, you know, wearing a certain size clothing, right? But then you start seeing a difference, it starts getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Amen. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. So that is the difference, amen, and when we're talking about giving your life to Christ, amen, you become a new creature, and it's something you can actually see. It's not something that's not public, right? Now, it might be private how you did it, right, amen, but when you live out your life, it becomes public, amen. You're able to see the change, amen. Now, if you knew somebody at one point, let's say they were a drug dealer, right, but they gave their lives to Christ, they threw the drugs away, there was an immediate change. Amen. They no longer talk like they used to. They no longer go down the streets they used to go down. Amen. Hallelujah. There was a change. Amen. They no longer get in trouble with police officers. Right. Amen. They hated cops at one time. Now they respect cops. Right. Amen. So that is a difference. Amen. Again, without repentance, you cannot have a conversion experience. Amen. You will not have a conversion experience without repentance. And I keep on saying the same thing, but why? Because we live in a culture that teaches people you don't need to repent. You're okay. Just know all you need to know is that God loves you, but they don't tell them about repentance. Amen. Amen. So this is why it is essential for somebody to know, okay, why do I need to repent? Okay, what is sin, right? Now, generally speaking, grown adults, hey, you know when you do wrong, right? You know wrong, because the Bible talks about that God wrote his law on the tablets of our hearts, yeah. Right? So we are. So when you know right from wrong, right, do you really need to be explained what sin is? Right? Amen? It just simple. Hey, bro, do you know right from wrong? Well, yes, I do. Okay, well, that's sin. That's sin, right? Have you stolen anything before? Well, yeah, a piece of candy, maybe, you know, at a convenience store somewhere. Well, yeah, well, the Bible says thou shalt not steal. So you've already broken one of the commandments. So therefore, you're already in sin before God, right? Well, at least I didn't kill nobody. Well, okay, you don't have to kill somebody in order to be in sin, right? Right? Amen. The Bible talks about if you hate your brother, right, then you are a murderer before God, right? So the simple fact that you hate somebody, right, and according to Scripture, you're like a murderer in the sight of God. So it's kind of like you did kill somebody, right, even though you physically never did it, right? Amen. We're talking about perfection here, right? We're talking about God, right? Amen. Excuse me. Amen. So this is why people need to be brought to repentance, right? This is why people need to feel compunction. They need to feel guilt. They need to feel sorrow, be sorrowful, right? Yeah. Right? When it comes to repentance, how many of us felt sorrowful when we repented? I know I did. Yeah. I wept like a baby. Yeah. I wept like a baby when I gave my life to Christ, right? Because we were sorrowful for what we did against God, right? Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Amen. Praise the Lord. We were sorrowful for what we did against the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And also, amen. Let's go to James 2:19. Go to James 2:19. Amen. James 2:19. Hallelujah. And when you have it, say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All right, James 2:19 reads like this. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe, and they tremble. Amen. A lot of people walk around saying, oh, I believe God. Do you believe Jesus? Yeah, I believe Jesus. But if they're doing it just the same way as the demons do, then are they really born again? Amen. Because the Bible says even the demons believe, and they tremble. Oh, yeah, they believe God exists. Oh, they know God exists, yeah. Right? Yeah. But can demons be born again? Certainly not. They're condemned forever, right? So it takes more than just saying, yeah, you know, I believe God is real. Yeah, you know, I believe Jesus is real. Yeah, I believe that, right? No. It's more than that, right? Because Peter just didn't say, hey, just believe God is real and you shall be converted. Just believe Jesus is real you shall be converted, right? Just believe what I'm saying is real and you shall be converted. No, he said repent. Right? You got to repent. Amen. And then you shall be converted. Right? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the reason why I bring that up again, amen, a lot of people, you run into them in the street. It's not hard to find. You know, hey, well, yeah, you believe the Bible? Yeah, I believe the Bible. I believe in Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Okay, bro, but have you repented though? That's the question. That's the follow-up, right? You say you believe in Jesus, fine, okay. Bro, can I ask you a question? Yeah, what's that? Have you repented, though? And if they scratch their head like, repent? Okay, they're probably not saved. More than likely, no, right? Because you cannot be saved, you cannot be converted without repentance, amen? Amen. Yeah, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. So I want to share with you real quick my personal testimony about conversion, right? Conversion in action, right? I know a lot of us have our testimony of conversion as well. Amen. So again, I went to church a lot of my life. Amen. Glory to God. And my mama who is here, she would take me to church. Amen. I thank God for my mom. And then I would go to Sunday school as a child. Amen. And I was very familiar with the things of God. I knew the story about Abraham, Moses, Jonah. And well, at the time they told me the whale, right? But the Bible says a fish. Amen. And whale is a mammal. But all right, amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, praise God. So I grew up in church, you know, going, you know, as many times as we could, right? And, you know, I was in the, you know, kids, you know, son, again, kids Sunday school. But there came a point where I had to make a decision, right? Now, all these years I was in church, all these years I heard about Jesus. I heard about the love of God. I heard about the grace of God. As a matter of fact, even though I may not have understood it then what was going on, but I saw the power of God in operation in people's lives. Before I gave my life to Christ, I remember I was this one church. The power of God hit the place. Lady started speaking in tongues. I don't think I was saved at that point, but I was exposed to the power of God even before getting saved, right? But let's say I decided never to give my life to Christ, right? Even though I was in church all my life and I knew somewhat of the Bible, right? But what would have ultimately happened to me? I would have died and gone to hell. Why? What was I going to tell God? God, I was a faithful churchgoer. God, I was, participating in the youth. God, I did this. I did so many things in the church. But how much would that have mattered if I never repented and gave my life to Christ? Right? Amen? Amen? Because again, we're not saved by works. Amen? Amen? Because the Bible says we are saved through faith. By the grace of God, we are saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Right? So none of us could earn our way into heaven, right? Amen. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is for. Amen. Hallelujah. So real quickly, I was in the church and there came a point in my life where I had to make a decision. And I remember this moment very well, and it will never escape me, that when I got up off that pew, I heard the man of God at the time that was my pastor at the time. Amen. He was preaching. The power of God hit the place. And I felt that prick in my heart. I felt that compunction. I felt that guilt. It was the Spirit of God convicting me of my sins. I knew I was wrong, and I knew where I was headed. But how did I know? Because somebody shared with me, right? The ultimate end of dying in sin, what was going to happen, what was I going to look forward to, amen? So I already had that knowledge, but it wasn't until I felt the power of God hit my life, and I knew it, and I knew that was the moment. That was the moment that I had to make a decision. Either I'm going to give my life to Christ or not, right? Because again, you still have a decision. Now, God doesn't force himself upon anybody, amen? Yeah. The grace of God showed up at that moment, but it was my decision. What was I going to do with that moment? Was I going to say, thank you, God, I felt your power, and walk away? Or was I going to, you know what, God? Hey, this is it. I give my life to you right here, right now. I surrender to you, right? Again, because again, we're saved by what? By faith through, but grace through faith, right? Yeah. Right? Amen. So I gave my life to Christ. Amen. But again, I had to repent. I had to feel that guilt. I had to feel bad. Amen. Because how do you repent if you don't feel bad? Right? Oh, I ain't that bad. I'm good. Yeah, I ain't a drug dealer. I ain't an extortioner. I'm good. Yeah, I might lie every once in a while, but I'm all right. Well, the Bible says that every man is right in his own eyes. Right? Now, we're dealing with the perfect and holy God, right? And we cannot fulfill his commandments by ourselves. That's why we needed Jesus in the first place.
That's right.
Amen. So long story short, I gave my life to Christ. Amen. And I was born again. I was converted. Amen. And I can tell you, right after I was converted, before, I didn't want to know about God. I just wanted to live my life. Typical teenager, right? Go to school. Get by. But when I gave my life to Christ, there was an excitement. I got to tell people about Jesus. I got to share with somebody. Right? Right? That was a proof that I was born again. Right? Because I desired to share Christ.
Yes.
Then I didn't want to before. Like, nah, I'm just, maybe go through life, go to church. Okay. But when I got saved though, yeah, I want to tell somebody about the Lord. I mean, how many of us can attest to that? When you got saved,
yes.
Hey, I just got to share.
Yeah.
I just got to tell somebody. Amen.
Amen.
And glory to God. So in closing, I just want to share with y'all, amen, if there's anybody here, amen, that would like to give their life to Christ, I'm here to tell you today the power of God is available, amen. The Lord is here, amen, amen. If you're willing to make that decision, if you're willing to repent, amen, you can give your life to Christ today if you've never done it. And if you have at one point and you backslid, because one point in my life I was backslid, I knew the Lord, but I had backslid. I turned my back on God. I started doing my own thing, right? But I had to come back like the prodigal son. So if you are a prodigal son or daughter in here, this is your moment to come back unto the Lord, amen? And again, what did he say? He will receive you. Touch not the unclean thing, and he will receive you, right? So if you're willing to detach yourself from that old way of thinking, if you're willing to say, you know what? I'm giving Jesus a try today.
Yeah.
Hey, the altar's open. I invite everybody that wants to, that has not made that decision, amen, to give their life to Christ. He's available. He's here. Amen. The grace of God is here. The favor of God is available. But just like when I had to make a decision, what was I going to do with that moment? I ask you the same question. What are you going to do with this moment? You're sitting in church right now. You heard the word preached. Amen. You know God loves you. You know that Jesus died on the cross for you. Amen. For the remission. See, God loves you. He says, repent. Amen. And be converted, right? Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. So once you give your life to Christ, once you repent, your sins are blotted out. So who wants that new beginning this morning? Amen. Who wants to stand up and say, you know what? I want that new beginning. This is between you and God. Amen. I personally don't have a hell or a heaven to put you in. I'm not God. Amen. Praise God. But what are you going to do this morning? I'll open the altar up this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. If anybody wants to give their life to Christ this morning, I'm here to tell you that He loves you. I'm here to tell you that no matter what it is that you've done, no matter where it is, how you've lived, amen. Again, He's willing to blot your sins out. He's willing to give you a new beginning, amen. Come on, church, need somebody praying in tongues, hallelujah. You believers, amen.